Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. It is kind of one of those extra weeks in the month here. So, you know, occasionally I usually do a JB show. And I guess for the first half of this will be a JB show. Cody will be joining us in like 10 minutes or so. Maybe even shorter than that, actually. I'm starting a little bit later, I guess, if you will. I think I told him like 11:45. It's like 11:49, but you know. Cocktails need to be made in perfection, be honest. No, the reason why I started off early is I got some things I got to do, and Cody, he's finishing up his drink, whatever, so he's going to join in, so I thought I would just kick this show off the road here. Like I said, this is The Last Drop. It is cocktail week for gin and rum. Cody came up, I guess we kind of both, I just didn't tell him yet or whatever, but Cody was like, oh, let's do cocktails for the end of the week or end of the month, and he was like, you do a gin, I do a rum. I was like, yeah, that works perfectly for me or whatever. I mean, I was going to tell you the same thing, actually. I didn't have a specific as far as who was going to do gin or rum, per se. I honestly was going to do both, but then some shit came up on my schedule or whatever that I got to go take care of. So either way, though, still going to give you a fun, exciting show here, especially when he joins in on here or whatever. Hopefully he ain't rushing his cocktail or whatever, because I want to hear about the perfection that was made into it there. I am your godfather of whiskey, though. I'm JB, the godfather of craft beer, will be joining us, like I said, shortly. My Niners. I don't even know where to start with that. We won, but Trey is out. Trey is out for damn near almost the rest of the year. So that is, I guess we, like, it's like we're cursed with Jimmy G, I think. And he's just smiling his little ass off. He's just happy and just like, I think that's like God's way of fucking with me. Like he's like found multiple ways to fuck with me in life, you know. And now he's just like, oh, you taking enjoyment out of this, JB? Here, let me fuck with you some more. And like, you know, I never thought that Trey Lance was gonna take us to a Super Bowl or anything. Not this year, at least. But you know, we put a lot of our future into this kid, and we got to see the kid play. And he hasn't played it like realistically at all. I mean, other than, what, two games, per se, that I know of. So I was at least hoping he can get through a whole season. And I guess now the story will be, is this motherfucker injury prone? So I think we just cursed with Jimmy G. God said, oh, you like this kid, Jay? Here, let me just go ahead and trip his ass real quick, then we'll go ahead and fuck that ankle up. Bam, there we go. Ooh, my drink is really refreshing. I got to tell you, it's really good here. Some other news, too. I wish Cody was on right now, whatever, because I know it's not really news, but that Ravens and Miami game, woo, that was a badass game. That's Cody's team. That's Cody's team right there, whatever. And I got to tell you, they played really fucking good, only to get whooped. Well, I wouldn't say they get whooped or whatever, but they lost, and eventually, if I'm not mistaken, they were up by like 10 plus points and shit, and they still lost. I don't know if that was just a detriment of how good Miami was or just how much the Ravens just like dropped the ball, but I thought both teams played fucking tremendous, to be honest. Especially Cody's quarterback. That motherfucker's working his ass off. He's playing his best season I've seen in quite a time now. I mean, this motherfucker got some wheels. There was a few incomplete passes in there, whatever, but I mean, at this point, what quarterback doesn't throw incomplete? I mean, I can't really say. Trust me, I'd take his incomplete passes over Jimmy G's incomplete passes any fucking day at this point now. Actually, I take that back, because Jimmy G don't throw incomplete passes. He just don't throw the fucking ball at all. He runs around in a circle with it sometimes, and it's really fucking annoying, whatever. Lamar Jackson, though, that dude, man, he is carrying that. My glass is moving for some reason. Must be because it's so chilly. Ooh wee! I want to talk a little bit about as well too. Speaking of sports, getting off sports here, let's talk about some whiskey. Got some good whiskey on my hands. First of all, I want to talk about Blue Run. they're getting their own fucking distillery. Let's talk about Blue Run a little bit here. They are getting their own distillery here. I think Forbes was the one that put the article out here. Go ahead and look this bad boy up. Forbes is was talking about how they were putting $60 million, I believe, Blue Run Distillery in Georgetown, Kentucky. What was the release date on that? Because, shit, I want to... Oh, $51 million project. Okay, yeah, $51 million. And they're creating, like, 45 full-time jobs there and stuff like that. That's fucking awesome for... There must be a lot of jobs in fucking Kentucky when it comes to the liquor business. And who don't like a good drink in their system when you live in Kentucky? Yeah, so... when's the roughly $51 million project expected to create 45 jobs? The location will include a 35,000 square foot distillery and a 20,000 square foot rickhouse, and will serve as the company's first vertically integrated distilling operation and future headquarters. Investment will go towards the purchase of distilling equipment, site acquisition, and construction costs, as well as other startup related expenditures. I hope that doesn't mean Mike is moving. I like hanging out with him. I hope he's just, like, visiting there and, like, goes over there every now and then. But I hope that doesn't mean... I mean, headquarters, you still have operational base here in California. I hope he doesn't mean he's moving, because I like having that, you know, lunch or that good close-up guy to have with as far as talking spirits and stuff like that, so I can go catch lunch with, have a drink with or whatever and stuff like that. So that would be California's loss if that man moved to Kentucky. I didn't even think about that until I read that when he said headquarters. And I was like, I'm going to need to talk to Mike's wife and convince him not to make any departures anytime soon or anything like that. So, anyway, trying to see if there's any other key notes here as well, too. Ba-da-da, the company can be eligible to keep a portion of the new... I don't care about taxes and shit like that. The Blue Run Spirit Project is another perfect example of diversification of our Georgetown Scott County economy, and will... Yeah, that's cool. Builds on recent bourbon, blah, 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 blah. Currently approximately 60 spirit facility. Yeah, that's great. Okay. It doesn't have a date on when it'll be finished. I assume it ain't going to be next year. I'm thinking we're looking at like 2024, 2025, somewhere around that time. Either way, though, that is exciting news for Blue Run. One of the best goddamn spirits I've had this year. Drop of fame quality, per se, especially with that high rye bourbon. I love that shit. And the reflection... it's just one of the most peaceful pours I've had this year that wasn't a cocktail per se base. So this motherfucker is dripping. I should have got a coaster. Oh, yeah. So congrats to Blue Run Spirits there. That is fucking awesome. Glad to finally have their own headquarters that I can visit to. I'm actually thinking of going to Kentucky next year. So to hit up Michter's Distillery. So... I actually don't think that's going to be an actual plan. I think that actually will happen. I think I will be going to Kentucky next year. So, but Blue Run won't be done there. But once it is done, I think I'll be making a lot of trips out there as well, too. And said it best on Twitter, you know, time for a Last Drop podcast live in person at the Blue Run Spirits Company there with your boys, you know, and old Mike, John, Tim, and all that can finally get on there. It's gonna do one with Mike, but I didn't want to do that shit Zoom. I was just like, man, I don't want to do that Zoom. We need to have a drinks in person and stuff like that so we can talk more Blue Run. Because I love picking Mike's brain whenever we talk, mainly about whatever pour we're sipping on when it comes to Blue Run. I mean, it dwells into, I had the Island Cake with him, and then was it Reflection that came out at that time? It might have been High Rye Bourbon Bash too. I'm blanking on which one it was whenever, but I always love picking his brain, talking Blue Run with him. And more so in the actual spirit line, we never really talk business, which I was saving for the podcast, now I got a lot of shit to ask him, especially with the new distillery coming. So congrats to Blue Run. Very proud to be part of that Blue Run family as far as fans of it. I love the merchandise, the fucking butterfly flies. I'm wearing the hat right now. So, you know, I love the shirts. I wear the hell out of them. Once I start picking up some golf clubs again or whatever, we're going to go hit some balls in those shirts right there. So, Yeah, I'm looking for it. Yoon, if you're listening to this, let's go hit some balls, man. I got my Blue Run merch now. I got my Jordan golf shoes, whatever. So let's go hit some balls. I need to get a set of clubs too, so I can stop borrowing, motherfuckers. What else in spirits? So, and also too, shout out to the Wine House for opening up a restaurant as well too. They got a restaurant on their rooftop. I ate there. Fucking, I had a ribeye. No, I had a prime rib. Sorry. I think it was a prime rib. Now I'm fucking blanking out. Hold on. Now I gotta look it up. What the hell did I have? Hold on. Cody telling me he good to go. Hold on, Cody. Hold on. Oh, I had a ribeye. I had a coffee rubbed ribeye. Woo! That thing was delicious, man. Bartender Chris, fucking awesome dude, man. Love that dude. I just had a good time, you know. And then to start it off or whatever, I got me a Michter's Toasted Barrel Sour Mash. I finally got me a Michter's Toasted Barrel Sour Mash. Fucking excited. That was the only Michter's missing from my collection. I had a chance to probably get it earlier this year and last year, and I kind of skipped on it because the price just wasn't really suiting my ventures there. I think it was like $250 or something like that. And that wasn't even including tax, so I was just like, eh. And I don't. And plus, this one's a 2022, which I didn't even know they were releasing. 2022. I don't even think they released one last year. So when I saw it come out this year, and people were just dropping it like crazy, I didn't think I had a chance of getting it because I suck at Michter's hunting. But ever since the pandemic, man, the pandemic's been in my favor as far as getting Michter's. So I love it. So shout out to them. For opening that restaurant up. It was delicious there. So I started the day with getting a Michter's Toasted Barrel, and then I ended the day going to a new restaurant, part of a liquor store that had a fucking great ribeye. So shout out to there. So let's get Cody on here now. We could talk some spirits now. So my man Cody joining on now, whatever. I was, yes. Yeah, funny enough, I was just wrapping up talking about your, well, I wasn't wrapping up. I kind of was talking about them five. Mm-hmm. I was talking about your Ravens, though, man, how they had a great mm-hmm. fucking game against Miami. But
oh, yeah, we just fucking blew it at the end because, you know, our defense just couldn't hold up. Not to take credit away from Tua over there. He balled out, so I'm not going to take credit away from him.
Balled out but, like crazy. That was the best game of last week. Man.
That just shows you how valuable Lamar Jackson is to our squad. Oh, I think that game just right there,
yeah,
that just kind of like solidifies it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the shit, dude.
He is. So as we were saying last week, pay that man.
Pay that man.
Hey, that Negro.
Yeah, that dude is, he's fucking legit. I was talking shit about my quarterback saying, shit, I would, because I was saying about they both like had some non-complete passes or whatever and shit like that. And I was like, every quarterback does. But I was like, shit, I'll take Lamar Jackson's incomplete passes over the fucking Jimmy G. But then I said, wait, Jimmy G doesn't have incomplete passes. He don't throw the fucking ball. He just holds it around the circle.
And, I don't know if you touched on this already, but my condolences, sir, for the quarterback situation this
so
year.
Anyway, we're just going to... I did touch on that because I think I started off with saying, why does God hate me so much or whatever? Anything I take enjoyment out of or whatever and shit, he just is like, that Negro happy? Huh. All right, let's go ahead and fuck him somehow or whatever. Yeah, you know, that motherfucker, this motherfucker's never going to play a fucking game. Yeah. Like, he's just never going to fucking play a complete game. Whatever. He's just not going to. Whatever. It's like we're cursed with Jimmy G. It's like we're cursed.
Yeah, you just can't get away from it. As much as you want to, you just can't get away from Jimmy G.
Fucking super male model. That motherfucker just be smiling too. Just I'm back. It's just like man. Fuck
I thought y'all get rid of me, huh?
It's like, dude, he just keeps creeping up on us. He just won't stop, dude. He's like a fucking, he's like candy, man. You say his name three times, the motherfucker just pops up in your fucking rearview window and shit. It's like, oh, whatever, though. Cody, we made cocktails this week.
Yes, we did. It was cocktail week.
I got to tell you, I don't know why we don't do this more often, because I actually do enjoy, I think I enjoy the process of making it more than I do sipping it now, to be honest.
I think so, too, especially when you have fresh ingredients. And another good part, too, is most of these cocktails are actually pretty simple to make overall.
This one was easy as fuck to make or whatever.
Yeah, the one I made was really simple. I think I did it at, like, maybe 10-minute stops, and that was it.
I don't
minimal prep.
I don't think I had to buy anything for this one because I already had the ingredients for this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I bought that big bottle of simple syrup last time we made cocktails, so I still have that or whatever. But I haven't bought any of the ingredients. I had everything I wanted for this when I thought about making this.
Yeah, same here. The only thing I had to buy extra was what do you call it? The mint and the I think that was about it. Oh, the sparkling water.
Yeah, you got to have some. Luckily, I've been buying a lot of tonic water and club shit soda, like that. I will say the only thing I wish I would have had on me was a cut of some fruit so I could have stuck in here or whatever. Whatever.
A little garnish
or something like that, too. Mm-hmm. But I know that the moment I buy a full thing of that or whatever, that shit's going to be used this one time and it'll never be touched again. And it'll be sitting in the fridge just rotting and dying away.
Mm-hmm.
Cody, tell us, what did you got over there?
All right. Well, you know, I was handling rum duties as far as the cocktail go. Mm-hmm. For this edition of rum, I used Mount Gay Barbados rum, the Black Barrel double cask blend.
Why I got to be black?
Blended with American whiskey cask and a deeply charred bourbon cask. So I used a little bit of that. And I made myself not the usual typical mojito, because usually those use white rums. I went with the dark rum, so this is a dark rum mojito I have right here. A little bit of a club soda or a sparkling water or whatever. Mint leaves, lime, obviously the rum, a little bit of sugar.
And have you ever gone back to that rum, not that rum, that mojito place we went to? I think it was literally just called The Rooftop, to be honest. Actually, I think it was just called The Rooftop. It's in Laguna. Ever gone back?
No, that was the only time I went. Yeah.
So that place specializes in mojitos, I guess, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I mean, who am I to like question what do you specialize in, whatever? But I had a triple berry mojito or something like that, mm-hmm. or whatever. It was good, but like I wasn't like oh man, if you need a good mojito, you got to go here. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you. I don't remember. Actually, I don't even remember our view of that place, to be honest.
Me neither. That was a long time.
Long fucking time ago. Yeah. So I think we talked more about the place than we did the drinks.
Right? I think so. Yeah.
And normally, I don't know if Cody did, but I don't really. I mean, back in the day, I used to get mojito all the time, especially when I go to like Miami and shit like that. So, but I don't really get mojitos as a cocktail. But remember when we got there, the bar specifically said they were specialized in making mojitos. That's what they were known for and shit. I was not blown away with their mojito. I thought it was good, but like I didn't, for a place that said they specialize in something, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fair amount, but I do not remember, sir, on that menu, memory could serve me wrong, maybe people can look it up too, them making dark rum mojitos.
Shit, I mean, I don't even remember, man, honestly. Oh, yeah.
The only thing I remember was them birds attacking us.
Yeah, I don't even remember that.
Can't even get a fucking seat. The birds was holding up the goddamn seats and shit. Couldn't even get a fucking seat and shit. It was just like, damn, shit.
Man, that's how those pigeons. Oh, it was probably seagulls, wasn't it?
I think seagulls, it was pigeons and seagulls, yeah.
Those are the motherfuckers, dude. They be, yeah. I love it. You go to the beach and shit, the seagulls just be waiting. They just be lurking like.
Get that seat, bitch, or whatever. Shit. Yeah,
you drop your shit.
It's like when we walked in trying to get a seat, but no Negroes allowed.
And then pigeons, they be trying to invade privacy all fucking time. Rolling up on you. I'm like, damn, dude, give me fucking 6 feet.
God, I was watching a video this morning of these rats in Australia and how they fucking just mingle with people to fucking take their food and shit and hunger. And motherfuckers taking photos with the rats and shit like that. And I'm just like, them rats, y'all. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Motherfucker was kissing the rat and shit. I was just like, oh. Anyway, continue, sir. Sorry.
Yeah. So I just went with the classic mojito style. I didn't try to do anything too crazy today, especially since I was a little late today, fortunately. Forgive me. So I was a little pressed for time. So I went with the classic. Something light, spritzy, good for the warm weather we still have out here in SoCal. I wanted something refreshing. I love the lime addition here. The ingredients call for a certain amount of rum. Obviously, I put a little more rum. You obviously, I like my drinks a little stiffer.
Yeah.
Obviously. So I think I could have made this even more stiff.
I got a stiff one for you.
Sure you do. You always do. You're always one with the stiff one.
Yeah, that's what used to be my name, people. The stiff one.
Yeah, the stiff one.
Yeah.
It went from the stiff one to the phenomenal one.
Yeah. It used to be blue ball one, whatever, you know. That's my name now, blue ball one or whatever. Good old righty, though, is always there for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think I did a pretty decent job. I'm not like a cocktail expert, you know, per se. I would like to get more into cocktails and perfect that craft. I would like to do that. I think, did we do a cocktail month before?
Or see, I was about to ask you the same thing.
Did we? I don't know.
Yeah, we did.
We did, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we did it last, did we do it last November?
Okay. Maybe. Wait, was that with the shitty music video?
I was about to say, did we mix that with shitty? I think we mixed it with shitty.
Maybe we did. I would like to do another month like that next year.
Yeah, I actually was thinking of doing it this November, but I didn't know how that was.
No, that's enough prep time. That's a month. So that's and we have all the spirits too.
Yeah, because so. I don't even remember what we tried last. I might have did it.
Oh, I think we did. I remember doing like margaritas and like Bloody Marys with like mescal and shit. So I think we did do that.
I did a gin one. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And then I think for mix and match, I just did it like an old fashioned or something.
Yeah,
like
we can do that for November again.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. Okay. Because I did think about that, and I was just like, I don't really know how much prep time. I mean, I guess it is enough prep time. It's fucking cocktails. Yeah. You don't really have to buy shit, man. And it was the only month we didn't have anything going for it.
Right. Really. Yeah. So I think November would be a good. Yeah. You can do that.
All right. So is November the official cocktail month now?
November is the official cocktail month.
Kind of a weird month. Shouldn't it be in the summer, probably?
We can move into the summer. We can make this the last month. We do it last year. We do it in November. And then next year, we just switch to summer.
All right. Sounds like a plan then, folks.
Yeah.
Right. how many times do you really order a mojito?
Rarely. I don't order mojitos a lot. Because, you know what I mean? I'm not a huge cocktail person. So if I like drinking my shit straight usually.
You know, the thing is, I am a huge cocktail person. When I go to restaurants now, I usually go straight for cocktails because I have every fucking whiskey on me. I don't need to pay extra for that or whatever. But plus I like to see the specialty the bartender makes, whatever shit. Like I went to this place I was just talking about earlier on Friday, and the bartender was like, "You see the WH by all the drinks in the menu?" He was like, "That's my specialty way of making it, whatever." And I was just like, "I see that." He was just like, "Try my old fashioned, please." And I was just like, "All right, man." I was like, "I'm not really a big old fashioned guy."
Old fashioned they be doing too much like Manhattans and whiskey sours. I'm like,
you know, it's funny because a lot of the whiskey people, they love old fashioned, but every time I drink one, I go like, these aren't that great, really.
Yeah.
I don't find them all like that fantastic. I mean, the last one I had, I was just like, yeah, it's all right. I mean, it doesn't have it didn't have anything popping out to me or whatever. But I will say this guy, he was like, then please try mine or whatever. That was probably one of the best old fashions I had.
Ever. Oh, no shit. Okay.
It had a little spice to it too, whatever. There was something that made it nice and oily to where it like felt like Pop Rocks on the back of my tongue. I was just like, ooh. And then he was like, next time you come, you got to try my mezcal margarita. I was just like, sold, brother. I will try your mezcal margarita. I was like, I will get that.
Get me a mezcal.
So, I guess perfecting the old fashioned will be a thing to do in November. He was telling me people fuck that up because they put too much sugar in it or not enough sugar in it. He said they just never get the right amount balance in there. And plus, they don't try anything different with it. It's always the same shit and stuff. He was like, I tried something different. I was like, perfect. Mojitos, I don't really see on the menu as much. And even if I did, I probably would skip over them anyway because they seem actually like a brunch drink.
It definitely does cater more towards brunch, that light spritzy kind of, you know, earlier in the day type of drink, not really something as far as a nightcap.
Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah. So, yeah, I agree with that 100%.
I never see it on a brunch menu either with mimosas and Bloody Marys.
It's rare.
They should put it on there.
Yeah.
So the last drop brunch spot coming to you soon Cody's margarita. I mean, Cody's mojito.
The Cody mojito.
The KW mojito.
Yes.
Tell us about it, though. You use dark rum.
I use dark rum. I use sparkling water, Pellegrino. What do you want to call it? I use mint leaves. With the mint, I just looked it up online. Apparently, if you like smack me in your hand a little bit and rub them a little bit, that releases the kind of like the the true essence of the mint, and it's you know you're good. And you know you're good when you start smelling it. And so you do that, and you rub it around the rim of the glass a little bit, and you just drop it in there. And I didn't have like the proper like bar spoon, or you know, to like the mushing thing, to, like get all the like essence out without like mushing the ingredients. I will look into that soon. Get my little cocktail game better. But that's what you do. That's a little tip I just read up on recently. Yeah, so use that. Put like little. I squeeze a whole lime in there. Lime, cut it up into 8 little wedges, and I squeeze like each little wedge so you get all the water in there. Because you just cut the lime in half and squeeze like that, you're not gonna get everything.
Yeah. So you know, they got this little device that you use, bartender use. You squeeze the.
Yeah, I have seen that. Yeah.
I saw that.
I think you have one here. I just didn't use it. I was in a rush.
Oh, if you have that motherfucker, like yeah. I saw it gets all the juice out of it though. Mm-hmm. I was just like, damn, I need one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's that. And then, that's pretty much it. A little sugar, as I said. And yeah.
You shaking like or stirred that?
I stirred it with a spoon.
Oh, okay. Any ice cubes or anything like that?
A little ice in here. I didn't have time to use a shaker. I used prefer my shit shaken.
Yeah.
But I was pressed for time. So I just.
How does the stir taste? Because I never stir mine either. So.
It's good. Like I said, I don't know if it's diluting or whatnot. I think next time for me, I would probably put less sugar mm-hmm. in here. I think the sparkling water is on point. I think I probably should put just a little more rum in here. I think I should probably put more rum.
You got the bottle next to you? Go get the bottle.
Yeah, I got the bottle next to me right here.
Put more rum in there. Now. Okay, do it right now.
I was pouring another ounce in there. There we go.
Shake that bottle. Right.
Hey, I'm going to start
spin the shit out of that. Next time, instead of sugar, just get some Stella Rosa. It's got no sugar in it.
Basically, yeah. turn it into a sangria.
I actually did look at some Stella Rosas as an ingredient or whatever. I was just like, wonder what I could do with that.
Yeah. Like, see, yeah, that's what I needed. I need more rum. Yeah. That's much better right now. Yeah.
How much did you put in there last time? Like a jigger worth?
I put maybe an ounce and a half, maybe. Okay. I kind of eyeballed it. I didn't measure it. Like I said, I this was a rush. It's not my best.
I think you questioned yourself last year saying to use... Or maybe I told you to use like 1.5 ounce or like 1 ounce more.
Yeah. So I think with the ingredients, usually I use probably opt, if you like your drink stiffer, mm-hmm. opt for at least another ounce more than what the ingredients are calling for.
Yeah. You know what? I'm so blanking on that cocktail month we did that I might go back and listen to that and try to.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that's a great idea, actually.
I remember we did have some criticism on some of those. Maybe I'll go back and make one of those drinks or whatever and see if I can improve that a little bit more.
Actually, man, that is a brilliant idea. I think we should do that. 2.0.
Yeah, 2.0. Cocktail month 2.0, whatever.
I think we should do that.
Just got to remember what month it was. No. Shit, that'd be funny if it was this year. I don't think it was this year. This year is going by really fast, I must say. But,
man, it is just breezing. It's about to be October already. I'm about to be fucking 32 and like tomorrow.
Yeah, you're getting old. You're getting totally old.
Old as fuck.
Yeah, I don't want you no more. Like, you too old. I liked you when you was nice and 29, you know, right on that cusp, you know.
Right, that literally feels like ages ago. I bullshit you. 29 feels like a century ago.
You wouldn't know this. Oh, I guess maybe you, well, I guess you wouldn't know this, whatever, because mm-hmm. you're with her, you're not dating her or whatever. But when mm-hmm. you go on dates with 20-something-year-olds or whatever, mm-hmm. by my age, you just get so disconnected. You just like, what in the fuck is she talking about right
world,
now? It really is. And like 34, like it ain't that far from 20, but it's just like when they start talking, you just like, fuck, am I that out of touch? I don't even know what she's talking about. Like, I was like, what? What
there really is a huge dichotomy. There is, yeah.
What is she talking about right now? Like, they'll bring up some shit. This girl asked me, I don't even remember who the name was, whatever. She brought this name up to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's 26. And I just, like, looked at her, and she said, oh, my God, how could you not know who that is? She just showed me a video. I went to his concert. I just, like, looked at him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I have no idea who the fuck that is. She gave me this look like, do you not have a life? I was just like, I guess not. I was like, I guess not, because I don't I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't know what he does. I don't even know what he's singing. I just know he looks goofy as fuck right now. So, and she did not like me saying that about her man, apparently, I guess. I feel older and older every year, I got to say. Oh, man. So I was telling at the beginning of the show, Cody had tasked me with, or tasked each other with, he tasked me with the gin. So I made a gin cocktail. And I made something very simple that I had ingredients of and shit like that. I was just like, I got a lot of ingredients in the fridge. I got lemon juice, lime juice, simple syrup. I got three different flavors of bitters. I got regular bitters. I got I got these special. I got vermouth or whatever. Mm-hmm. I got other kind of flavored syrups and stuff like that. And mainly, all this is from like the last year we did it. And the man, did we do a cocktail this year? Well, maybe it was like tequila month. We made margaritas.
I don't even remember that, man.
We
probably did, but I don't even remember.
Yeah,
margaritas this year.
I don't even remember now.
I don't remember.
I'm sure we did or whatever, because usually on these specialty months, we tend to wrap it up or whatever with...
Usually at the last week in the month. Yeah, usually with a cocktail or something like that.
I remember why the fuck did I buy the simple syrup this year? We must have made a different cocktail that I just don't remember then.
So, yeah, if you bought it this year, yeah, we had to have done it for something, because you don't just make cocktails like usually just for the show.
No, I would never buy a simple syrup, especially that big-ass bottle. I bought that big-ass bottle for a reason. Shit. That shit expires in 2 years. I was like, that's good. Yeah,
and you know, you actually just make a simple syrup yourself. That shit's easy as fuck. This is sugar and water.
That's all it is. Just true. Yeah. Yeah. Cody, I'm lazy.
I don't.
Okay. Tell people this at work that all the time, whatever and shit. They're like, I just want you to know I'm lazy. I don't doing that.
I don't want that store brushing.
You know? I don't want to do that shit. We have a coffee machine in there. Or there. I don't drink coffee. But if I did or whatever, I'd just go buy it across the street then, because they'd hand it to you.
That's funny, man, because I'm not as lazy as you.
Yeah, so this is very true. You like moving around for some fucking reason. I don't know why. Maybe because
I love my coffee and I really like the Keurig stuff. So I do my hipster pour over shit. And I don't mind taking my time, you know, grinding my coffee beans, getting a fine grind, putting it in the grinder for 25 seconds, and then a little pour over.
Victor's got their own coffee, right?
They do?
I saw it on the website.
I'm about to buy some of that shit. Yeah. Michter's has their own coffee.
I don't know if it's their own, but they do sell coffee beans off their website.
Oh, no shit. Remember. All right, yeah, well, yeah. I'm about to do that shit right at this podcast. I'm about to buy some coffee beans from Michter's.
That shit's probably
delicious. Game over.
I don't drink coffee, but if I had those, I probably would take a sip of some coffee.
I'm assuming it's probably like barrel aged, right? Coffee. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yep, game over. All right, cool.
let me go back to the Michter's website here. Whatever.
All right, bet.
Shop.
Fucking bet, bro. Oh, all right, oh, yeah.
Let me go to the merch. No, I saw this shit on here. Oh, yeah, yep, it is. It's $25.
All right, fuck it.
Yeah.
Speaking my language right there. Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Bourbon-infused roasted coffee.
Yep, all right. It's been a while since I had some bourbon-infused coffee, so yeah, I'm about to cop that.
Yeah, the last time you had was that old Elk, right? Oh, no, no, it was bourbon, I forgot what the fuck it was called.
I forgot what it was.
It's a famous one, though. Everybody gets that shit.
Oh, Oakenbond.
Oakenbond, yeah.
Oakenbond,
bourbon bond or some shit like that, So, Michter's have their own.
All right, Michter's has coffee beans. That's fucking dope. I had no idea. I am about to cop some of that shit.
You let us know when you get that, sir, and I want to review it.
Yes, sir.
Right now.
Actually, that might be a little special, like, one-off show right there, a little bonus, some shit like that.
Shit, you could, do that for cocktail.
I could do a coffee cocktail.
That's a fucking cocktail. Shit.
Yeah.
Michter's is partner.
You're absolutely right. I could do a coffee-based cocktail with the Michter beans.
Here's the description. All right.
Let's go.
They teamed up with Fonte's Coffee of Louisville to produce a beautiful, rich, and unique coffee with a hint of Michter's US 1 bourbon added. The select blend of choice Arabic and Robusta beans is roasted in 15-pound increments to achieve its wonderfully satisfying profile.
All right, bet. All right, Michter's is coming.
Damn.
All right, let's get it. I'm sold.
Oh, man. It looked like they kind of sold out on regular and decaf right now. So you might have to keep an eye on that shit.
All right, I'll keep an eye out, though.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you. But thank you for bringing it to my attention. I'm definitely curious, and I'll definitely keep an eye on it, though.
Yeah, I remember you used to talk coffee on here a lot, or whatever. So as a person that don't drink coffee, but who doesn't fucking drink coffee? Everybody drinks fucking coffee and shit. Coffee is kind of like cocktails, to be honest, Pete. Well, technically, I guess it kind of is, or whatever. But like, I know this guy in my building, or whatever. He, when we got some new coffee, he was over there sniffing both of them. The old one, he's comparing. He's just like, this one, he's giving me nose flavors, and I was like, I was looking at him going like, it's like whiskey. He was just like, exactly. I was
it
like,
is. Ah. It is. It really is.
So, yeah, if you can get some Michter's coffee, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. All right. I'll be on the lookout. I will surely be on the lookout.
So I made a gin cocktail, and I really wish I had like the right glasses. I wish I had all the glasses. So I just used one of these Wonders of Whiskey that you've seen me do glasses here and shit like that. And I made a gin cocktail. It looks like lemon lime soda. Well, the ingredients kind of is lemon lime soda. The ingredients I used was the same gin we used on Gin Week, which was the Kino B gin. I wanted to try some upper echelon gin. I had some simple syrup. I got some lime juice. I got some ice. And I got a little bit of aromatic bitters, too, whatever. Just a little bit, whatever. So I wanted to add something to it. And I got the shaker. Okay. I think that's why I love doing cocktails. I just like shaking. Doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's fine when you're doing it. Yeah, that's always fun. Yeah.
Get the ice in there or whatever. I used a jigger. I used about half an ounce of lime juice mixed in with some simple syrup. I put them all together in one jigger and poured that into the shaker. Then on the 1 ounce side or whatever, I poured some Kino B gin. Poured that into the shaker as well. Went to the ice machine, got some cube block ices, dropped them in there, bam, 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 dropped a few, put the cap on, shook that shit up, whatever, dropped a little bit of the bitters inside there, aromatic bitters, and then put the cap back on, shook it back up some more, whatever, poured it right in there, nice and cold or whatever and shit, and out came this little beauty right here. I got two names that I'm thinking of, whatever, I'm calling it either the Kino Lies, or, I think I'm going with that, actually, I like that one. Or the Kino Mistake.
The Kino
Mistake. Either one wins for me or whatever. So I think I'm going with the lies.
I like that. I think I'm going to call mine the Dark Hito.
The Dark Hito, yeah.
The Dark Hito.
Why can't I be dark, dude?
Because it's a dark room.
Why can't be light? Oh, racist. Ass. Anyway. I think that's another thing I like about Cocktail Month. We come up with these names. So obviously the name of the gin is Kino B. So that's where the Kino Lies came from, then Kino Mistake or whatever. I sipped on this thing right when I made it. It was the same thing as Cody said. It was nice and refreshing. Like it was.
Yeah, you usually with my cocktails, I usually like the more refreshing type stuff. Usually when you're at like a bar, a gastropub, whatever. I usually don't sip cocktails. I usually go for like the beers or like just straight pour some fine, you know, spirit or whatever. But you know, if I'm like brunch or like early in the morning restaurant, whatever. If I do opt for a cocktail, I usually like for something more bright, you know, spritzy kind of, you know, wake you up a little bit. Usually.
So I do drink more cocktails now than I do any other drinks. The last place, I mean, usually happy hour, they always have like a little bit of cocktails before I jump into the whiskey. It also depends on the dinner too as well that I have, but I do drink more cocktails because I always try to try the specialty drinks that they make and shit. This right here, nice and refreshing. You could taste the gin on the finish. The palate is all the lime juice. The lime really sticks out too. It really does taste like lemon lime soda almost. Without the carbonation in it. I haven't had lemon lime soda God knows for how long now. So so good, though. It was funny enough because when I finished pouring it into this glass, which I wish I would have had a martini glass. I would prefer that more, but I don't. I was kind of shocked by that, too. I was like, shit, I need a martini glass. Cause this would have probably it just been better because it would have been like that open square type glass or whatever and shit. So you could put your little garnish in there. Granted, I didn't have a garnish anyway, whatever, but... I dilute whatever. This tastes great, man. I enjoy. I actually think I made this perfectly.
Okay. Yeah. I like the way it looks. That's cool. Like the list, like the clouds, like a that's a light, the light little cloud though.
Yeah,
for bright, like, nice little highlights.
It's funny because you can see the clearness on the tip, mm-hmm. like yeah, there. So exactly. You see the mm-hmm. gin, and then it gets into the cloud and shit like mm-hmm. that. I actually think I made this perfectly. It's not mind-blowingly good or anything like that. Like yeah. it's just delicious or whatever. I mean, so nothing I would throw last drop on. Like, oh,
yeah,
my
God. Same with mine.
I did this perfectly. If I had to give a last drop, it'd be a last drop that, like, damn, mm-hmm. I made this great on my first try. But as far as taste-wise go and stuff, I enjoy it and everything. It's delicious. I would even pour this for people if, mm-hmm. I don't know, it was for some reason one of the gin cocktail. That was really good. I enjoyed that a lot. We're looking at $100 worth of products here because I think the gin was like $69. Simple syrup was like $10.99, $11 or whatever. And lime juice is like $6.99, whatever. And the bitters $4.99 or whatever. So mm-hmm. you like $100 worth of products here and stuff like that for a nice, refreshing drink. Perfect for the summer. Sitting on the patio.
Portio.
The patio. I don't know why I'm thinking of Portos right now. Oh, because the Dropbox just showed it. Shit, there's a Portos near you. It's like, bitch, I don't care about that.
What are those little meatballs that Portos sell? Like, little,
I know which one you're talking about.
Fucking good, dude. What is it called again?
But they're like, they're breaded on the outside.
Yeah, they're breaded. Yeah.
But on the inside, I forgot what they're
so
called.
Fucking good, man.
I avoid Portos, so.
Yeah, I haven't been to Portos in a while.
I avoid bakeries like a motherfucker these days now. So, and they're fucking better than ever now, too. I don't know what happened. The pandemic made these motherfuckers better. So,
perfected their craft.
Yeah. They really fucking did. This is really fucking good. I can't give it a last drop because it's not mind-blowingly good. It's not like this was like some complicated dark liquor cocktail I made or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I could easily see myself drinking this for a brunch, mm-hmm. early lunch, if you will. Not with red meat, though.
It doesn't seem like it would pair well with red meat. Usually red meat, you like want something like warm, more like, I'm not saying your cocktail is like not complex or anything, but something more robust, something more richer, deeper in flavor. And I don't think you're going to get that with like a gin-based cocktail.
No,
I don't think so.
I think this will go great with like some eggs and some toast and trying to think for like lunch, some fish, salmon. Ooh, I could easily see this going good with salmon right here. Yeah. But like I'm thinking like steak wise, burger wise. Mm-hmm. I don't see this going well with any of that and shit. So, I'm gonna drop a 3 on this.
Okay, 3. All right. I think I'm hard on myself when it comes to cocktails. Yeah. And what I like in a cocktail and flavor profile.
You really are, especially last year. I remember.
Yeah, this is a rush job too. So I'm not gonna say this is my best showing as far as cocktails go. So with this one, I'm gonna give this a 2. It's all right
for me. Yeah.
Just whatever. I know I can perfect this. I can go back to the lab. Make this better, make this more what it should be. So as right now, I'm gonna drop my the Darkito with the 2. I will revisit this. I will perfect this recipe. This is just my first shot at it. Growing pains, whatever.
What more could you do with a mojito? I mean,
you can do.
This is my ignorance coming out, too. I don't really know.
I think if you research, I think there's more you can do as far as, like, garnishes, putting in there, as far as, like, implementing devices, instruments to get the most out of the ingredients. I didn't use all that today. This is, like I said, this is a straight-up fucking rush job. So this is what you get when you rush it like this. It's just a 2. It's fine. It's whatever. You know, I guess the job done, I guess. I'm going to go back.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I drink in a lot of mojitos in my life just because I've always heard that that's a gay drink. And I just don't like, I'm a fuck with people now.
Yeah. I love that. I love how there's quote unquote gay drinks.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit?
It's funny because, you know, I lived in Long Beach a lot mm-hmm. in my adulthood and I went to a lot of gay bars and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a fucking gay person get a mojito or whatever. But
yeah. That's fucking hilarious to me.
So I always just get it just to fuck with people. Mm-hmm. As Cody knows, I like fucking with people or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I like being an asshole. Ain't that some shit? Yeah.
So now we're applying sexual preferences to a fucking drink.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember, but back then, remember colorful drinks were for gay people and shit?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember when Sean came down here?
Oh, yeah.
We were hanging out at the rooftop spot in the Wilshire. Well, you left early. Me and Sean, we were there for like fucking 9 hours.
Yeah.
I remember he got like a...
hell.
Yeah, like a we got like pink drinks or some shit like that. There's some dude over there saying, "Oh, you sure you're drinking that, bro?" I was like, "Yeah."
Goddamn drink. First of all, bitch, you on a rooftop in Wilshire.
Yeah.
Who are you to question me what I'm drinking? First of all, it's Wilshire.
Yeah, and this is always the most insecure motherfuckers about their sexuality. Like, "Hey, bro, what you drinking?" Yeah, motherfucker, it tastes good.
I remember when I was in Austin, Texas. Me and Martin went to a spot or whatever and shit. And we were talking about that and how people said that. And when, funny enough, we both ordered a fucking mojito or whatever and shit. And we was just like, we don't give a fuck. It was just like, we want people to see that we fucking ordered a mojito and shit.
Yeah, goddamn. Dude, like, shit, goddamn. Like, dude, why are you so worried about what the fuck I'm drinking, though? That's what I wanted to figure out.
Because trust me, if I saw more mojitos on the fucking menu, I would order the fuck out of it just to fuck with people and shit. I love that and, you know what I'd like to make on here, but that shit would look like it would take a while, and I probably might die. A Long Island iced tea.
Oh, yeah, you're probably going to, yeah.
I got some good rum for it now, though.
Is there, like, a crafty way to make a Long
Island? No, you just keep pouring alcohol on it.
That's, like, the ultimate drink just to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Its sole purpose is to get you fucked up.
That's not true, because we had pictures of that shit, and we was fine.
No, we were not. I had to stop. I believe I gave my picture away.
That was the second time. The first time you... Hey, we got a question here in the last job. What's your favorite color?
Purple.
Black.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Purple's my favorite color.
That was a random-ass question. Yep. On Twitter. I got it in my message to him right now. I just popped up right now. What's your favorite color? That is...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, black. Yeah, so yeah. Anyway. So yeah, mojitos. Well, so I've known for drinking a lot of mojitos. People were like, "That's why you coming out." That's probably why people thought I back in then, Cody. I don't know if you remember, people thought I was coming out of the closet and shit.
God.
So that's probably, maybe that's why. Maybe my drink choices.
Yeah.
So I just never had one that like, and they all were good. Refreshing, nice, good.
Yeah.
It just never blew my mind. It's just like, oh man, you gotta go here and get mojitos and stuff. Like that's why I'd ask, what more could you do to mojitos? Just make it blow your fucking mind, Cody.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there's a way. I've tried better mojitos than the shit I'm drinking right now. I've tried better. So I know I can do it. I know I ain't that hard. I know I can do it. And I will do it.
Okay.
I will perfect the Darjito. It will return on one of these shows. I don't know when, I don't know how soon, but the Darjito will be perfected. And you will hear it again. And it will probably be at least a three. Between the three and the last drop next time.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
I need to guarantee.
Back to the lab.
Back to the lab. Always in that lab. Shit. Yep. Working on them threes. Got to hit them threes or there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really happy with my cocktail. This is probably...
That's good. That's good.
As far as making it on the first try, this is the best I've ever made. Now, Cody...
Oh, no shit. All right. Okay. Like
Cody said, this ain't all that fucking unique, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of simplistic, whatever. So, I mean, I don't know if that counts in the matter. But, like, as far as, like, the pours, how I jigged it in the jigger, mixed it, shook it, whatever and stuff, it was easy to make. And it was probably one of my easiest and best to make, whatever and shit. Mm-hmm. So, I would drop a three on it. It doesn't blow my mind, whatever and stuff like that. So,
okay. Hey, good job, though.
Yeah,
that's good.
I'm kind of happy about that. So
you should be.
I would like to perfect doing darker drinks more too. So I think that's where the complexity comes into the play. Agreed. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Not to shit on gin. So if you don't, gin lovers out there, don't get on me. But yeah, I would like to try this more with a darker spirit per se or whatever, which you will probably get this November. So all right, people, I gotta get out of here. I gotta drink some more to sober up. And by drinking more.
Exactly.
That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Yeah. So, or I drink more when I get angry. Hey, fuck this shit. Give me a bottle. Right?
Yeah. It's backed by science.
Yeah. So, next week, people, was Mezcal Month. That kicks that off now.
My birthday month.
It's my birthday. Yeah. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Holiday season, the spookiness kicks in.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Halloween. Yeah, shit too.
Yeah, that's not important. Yeah, these people will be at all these fucking theme parks and them goddamn long ass lines and shit like that.
Yeah.
That killed my enjoyment of theme parks and whatever and shit. I went to one of them Halloween nights, whatever, one time, and this was years ago, two people, and I got off a ride. It was empty. Empty. I was like, oh, I got on that ride fast. As soon as I got off that ride, every line was fucking 3 hours. I was just like, yep, I am never coming back to one of these motherfuckers ever again. I don't know how people enjoy that shit. I don't know why they enjoy it. It's always fucking packed, though. I don't want to be waiting 3 hours. And then they tell you now, that's why you pay the extra $50 to $75 to get that fast pass or whatever. And I'm just like, you can suck my dick is what you can do.
Yeah, I'm on a fast pass for what? For like a – and how long do those little events last, whatever, little – how long? Honestly, it was like five, 10 minutes, maybe
5-10 minutes, whatever. Yeah. Hey, you suck my dick. Hey,
yeah, I just know.
Our lunatic probably listening is going like, "Yeah, you niggas better take that back."
Yeah, we take that back.
Yeah, but it's hard.
Yeah, but I talk to you about my Halloween theme park right
now. Yeah, shit, that's my holiday, nigga. Shit, hold on. Now. He over there playing with his Freddy Krueger claws and shit. Now.
Yeah.
Got you, motherfucker. Yeah.
I'm hot your dreams tonight, motherfucker. Yeah, I got some nightmares tonight.
Yeah, we should have a segment with him. Shitty horror movie that he loves or whatever.
We should.
Dude, bring his ass on here to be like, man, that movie sucked, dude. Get out of here. Hang up on his ass every time.
We bring him on one of the shows next.
Tell us about that 5G white angel. All right, people, we're getting out of here. We'll be back next week, whatever, for Mezcal month, whatever. I am your Godfather of Whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the Godfather of Craft Beer, Cody.
We want to thank everyone for always tuning in. And as we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.